Australia's most senior Catholic, George Pell, is starting his second day in jail after being convicted of historical child sexual abuse offences. The Cardinal didn't give evidence at his trial last year. To give the jury his views on the crimes he was accused of, Pell's defence lawyers played a video of his interview with police in Rome when the allegations were first put to him. The video of that 45-minute interview has now been released to the media. And a warning, this report contains disturbing information. Here's Samantha Donovan.
In October 2016, Victoria Police Detectives Sergeant Chris Reid and Superintendent Paul Sheridan flew to Rome. George Pell had agreed to be interviewed about the allegations he'd sexually assaulted two choir boys in Melbourne St Patrick's Cathedral in the 1990s. Cardinal Pell was given the opportunity to read a statement at the outset. This is an extract.
I volunteered to take part in this interview because, as I understand, allegations made against me going back decades are made in vague and imprecisely defined circumstances and time frames, so that it's practically impossible to demonstrate a negative unless I'm given sufficient details to enable me to search the past and show them to be wrong. I have to rely on the law and my conscience, which say that I'm innocent, and I have to rely on the integrity of investigators, not setting out to make a case, but actually searching for the truth.
Pell tells the detectives the offences he's accused of are vile and disgusting, contrary to everything he holds dear and to the teachings of the church, which he's spent his life representing.
They're made against me, knowing that I was the first person in the Western world to create a church structure to recognise, compensate and help to heal the wounds inflicted by sexual abuse of children at the hands of some in the Catholic Church.
Sergeant Reid puts to Pell the allegation that he discovered the two choir boys swinging altar wine in the priest's sacristy and blocked the door.
That at that time you've moved your robes to one side and exposed your penis.
Oh, stop it.
While still at this stage standing with your back to the door.
What a load of absolute and disgraceful rubbish. Completely false. Madness.
It's been alleged that you've stepped forward, grabbed by the back of his head, and forced his head down onto your penis.
In the sacristy after Mass.
Yes.
And completely false. This is in the sacristy at the cathedral after Sunday Mass.
Yes.
What need I say anymore? What a load of garbage and falsehood and deranged falsehood.
The interview continues and eventually wraps up on cordial terms as Pell tells the police.
Your job's important for society. It's a most unpleasant job. You've treated me with courtesy and I appreciate it.
Appreciate the way you've conducted yourself here as well today. Thank you.
And before he leaves to return to his Rome apartment, the police give George Pell the opportunity to have the last word.
And that I'm certainly not guilty. I believe on many, many details I've been able to prove that the charges are false. And I believe that with more work and information, we'll be able to give even further information to enhance the strength of those denials.
Pell was charged 8 months later and found guilty by a jury last December. He maintains his innocence and is appealing against the verdict. He'll be sentenced in just under a fortnight.
Samantha Donovan reporting.